It is Thursday, December 20th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas. KUAF is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture.
Theater Squared continues its seventh season with performances of Period of Adjustment through December 30th at Walton Arts Center's Nadine Baum Studio. This play rediscovers Tennessee Williams' only comedy, a humorous and poignant exploration of love and the need for human warmth. Tickets and information available at theater2.org or 443-5600.
Ahead on Ozarks, a new program at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art is designed to strengthen arts connections at the collegiate level. Downtown Fayetteville gets the fireworks and arts ready for New Year's Eve. And singer-songwriter Tony Presley comes to the Farmer Garner Performance Studio to play music before he leaves town for tour.
But first, state agriculture officials say Arkansas farmers and ranchers had to endure a lot during 2012. Extreme drought conditions weakened some crops and created problems for the state's livestock industry by ensuring there was not enough feed for cattle. Philip Sims is a county extension agent in Russellville and says growers and producers in the state will be better prepared in 2013.
One of the first things we'll do in the cattle industry is we'll make sure that we're stocking or restocking those pastures properly. That's, of course, after we've renovated these pastures. It's going to take a while to renovate our pastures, and that process has already started because we've got pastures that have been overgrazed, and so the seeding of winter annuals is helped in some respects. And
Sim says ranchers are also preparing to rebuild their herds and will have to start allowing cattle to only graze in certain areas so there's enough forage stockpiled in other pastures for tough times.
Renovations are underway for two tennis courts at Fayetteville's Wilson Park. Courts 5 and 6 are being resurfaced as part of a U.S. Tennis Association's two-court renovation grant. While one court will remain full-sized, the other will be split up into four youth-sized courts. Chase Gibson is the recreation superintendent with the city's Parks and Recreation Department. He says that the conversion of one of the courts into smaller courts is part of a larger push nationally to make tennis more accessible to youth athletes.
What they've done is they've adjusted court sizes, and so these 10 and under courts, they're 36 feet long by 18 feet wide, and the net's a few inches shorter. And they have a little bit different scoring system that's much simpler for kids to understand rather than 15, 30, 40, love, meaning zero, and then you have add in and add out. And they're trying to remove a lot of the things that make tennis difficult for a 6 or 7 year old, because if a kid tries a sport and it's not fun, they don't keep trying it over and over again. They move on to a different sport. And so I think the USTA is investing a lot of time and energy and finances in trying to get kids that age active in tennis.
Gibson says that tennis is behind other sports in adapting for younger athletes, as youth leagues for soccer, baseball, football, and basketball have for years had their own regulations to make play easier for young athletes. In creating youth-sized tennis courts, Gibson says that Fayetteville is ahead of the curve, as few cities currently have youth-sized tennis courts.
We just happen to be fortunate enough that our USTA rep contacted us late spring, early summer last year and said, hey, this grant is out there. And we said, well, this isn't really a two-court facility. There's 6 courts, but 2 of them are kind of separate from the other 4. Could we get sort of a waiver to consider that part as just a 2-court facility? And so we got it approved from USTA and also got a grant from the state organization that's covering the cost of the nets and the posts and materials. So we're pretty excited about it and think that it'll be a unique facility and something that people will really enjoy once they learn about it.
Gibson says that the project involves replacing nets and posts, building fences between the courts, and finally, the actual resurface and refinishing process. The project is expected to be complete around the end of February.
After a months-long fight to try to keep the Air Force 188th Fighter Wing in Fort Smith, members of Arkansas' congressional delegation acknowledged yesterday that the future of the mission looks bleak. Senator John Bozeman says language in the defense authorization bill approved Tuesday reflects the growing need for budget cuts in defense spending.
I think the feeling among the people that were negotiating the bill was that, you know, in these very difficult times when you're restricting funds, and I think we're going to have further restrictions as a result of, I don't think sequestration is going to go through, but I think there'll be further defense cuts. It's really difficult to limit funding, so you've got to revamp your plan.
Senator Bozeman says the 188th is one of the most efficient and hard-working fighter wings in the country, and that he will continue to fight to try to keep it in Arkansas.
According to the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, the current deer hunting season has resulted in a record number of deer harvested in the state. So far, more than 196,000 deer have been checked with the commission, surpassing the record of 194,687 deer checked in the 1999-2000 season. According to a release from the commission, favorable weather conditions and increased season limits factored into the new deer record. Archery season continues through the end of February, and a three-day holiday hunt will be held on the 3 days following Christmas.
The National Weather Service is sending survey teams today to Grant and Sebastian counties to investigate whether property damage was caused by the touchdown of weak tornadoes. Meteorologist Matthew Clay says many trees were brought down. There were also some minor injuries, and at one point this morning, Entergy reports about 28,000 customers were without power.
Benton County Emergency Services this morning initiated a 24-hour burn ban for the county, and weather conditions will be reevaluated tomorrow morning. In addition, the National Weather Service in Tulsa has issued an elevated fire risk alert for much of northwest and west central Arkansas and western Oklahoma through the rest of the day. According to the advisory, wind gusts of up to 40 miles per hour are expected to taper off this afternoon. Earlier this morning, Bentonville saw north winds at about 15 miles per hour, with wind gusts nearly as high as 29 miles per hour. And the National Weather Service reports winds between 45 and 50 miles per hour in the River Valley. The high winds, plus already dry conditions, make for an increased risk of fires getting out of control.
Clear tonight, low of 21 in northwest Arkansas, lows in the mid-20s in the Arkansas River Valley, but the wind chills tonight in the River Valley in the lower 20s. Tomorrow, clear, a bit warmer, highs in the mid-50s. And for Friday night, clear early in the evening, then partly cloudy later, lows around 30 throughout the listening area.